Rescue workers are still searching through the rubble today in north central Illinois after at least two tornadoes touched down last night and ripped through six different counties. One person was killed, hundreds more displaced, and several are still unaccounted for. Jenna Dooley is a reporter with WNIJ. She's with us from DeKalb, Illinois. And Jenna, you went to a restaurant in Rochelle last night, one of the towns that was hit by these tornadoes. What was the scene like there?
Well, the thing about northern Illinois, it's incredibly flat. So these structures in this rural area are extremely exposed and vulnerable. And if you've seen some of the images of just the size of the funnel cloud that was going through, you know, a structure really doesn't have a lot of barriers. So that was the situation. This was a restaurant right off the interstate, really popular with truck drivers. In fact, the minute I got there, I saw a semi completely overturned. You know, some of the people pulling off just to eat, others, truck drivers probably pulling over for shelter. But this is a place, it's got the prime rib, chicken fried steak, it's got the nightly specials. It's a popular place, but it's out, you could say, in the middle of nowhere. It's not surrounded by anything.
And anybody who lives in the Midwest or has spent time in the Midwest knows that, you know, you do hear these tornado sirens before there is a tornado. Oftentimes, that there is some kind of warning. How much warning did the people have in Rochelle?
Now, Rochelle, they did have some sirens that went off, I'm hearing about 15 minutes before, but just north in Fairdale, it's unincorporated, so they did not have sirens. So it did depend on where you were at in the path of this tornado.
How do people seem to be today, and how are they coping in the aftermath of this? A lot of damage.
It's really about the cleanup. You know, unfortunately, we did have a fatality associated.
Right.
But by and large, it's pink insulation everywhere. It's shattered glass, cars just kind of off kilter with shattered glass. You know, I was coming on the interstate myself to get into work today, and there was a lot of traffic with what I would call like utility vehicles, the big ladders, and they were all headed that way.
And these tornadoes were really quite large. Anybody who's seen the videos has seen that. These were big tornadoes.
That adds to the anxiety, you know, when you are watching and you're seeing this nationally, and social media has changed so much, and I'm watching this, and there was no time to retouch these things. You know, I always look at these videos on social media with, you know, some skepticism, but they were coming out so fast. I was seeing things posted by, you know, a city clerk, and so I knew this is what the scene really looked like, and it was this large and this wide, and so to have to kind of wait that out, the more information can really add to the anxiety.
And this is the season for this sort of thing. We are right in April, springtime in the Midwest. But is more severe weather expected in the coming days?
Not to this extent, because, you know, the day before we were in the 40s, and then the next forecast was going to be a high of 74. Whenever you see that, you get a little nervous.
Yeah.
Yes, we were looking, you know, we're looking, and we're in Illinois, we're looking forward to the 70s, but not this way.
That's Jenna Dooley, reporter with WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois, not far from the areas that were hit by a couple of tornadoes that touched down last night. At least one person killed. Jenna, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.